As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
All right, I need your help on something technical, audience. I really need you to help me. Listening to the music right now, do you hear like a boom, 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 like a little knock noise that I don't remember hearing before? It's like it's keeping the beat. Hear it? Did I corrupt my file somehow? Or was that always there and I never noticed it? Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. And it's still there. And now it's bothering me. I'm Michael Gross. I'm your chief geek. And this is just irritating as can be that that's there. And I never noticed it before. So that tells me it might be new, but maybe it's old. And I just never noticed. Why did I never notice? Do I need new theme music? I've gotten a ton of new theme music. I've just not chosen a new one. And now this one is irritating me. This is some rough stuff. Anyway, hey, let's talk about establishing lawns, because I probably got five emails. Oh, by the way, I sent out last week, remember I had a book giveaway? And I should do one this week, but there's no books in this room, and I got to get the show done. So next time. But I sent out, last week, I sent out five books. I promised one, and I wound up sending out five, just because people sent me cool pictures of their plants and their favorite plants. And I just got some really cool pictures. And I was like real pleased with that. So I sent out five books. It cost me a lot of money. You know, shipping books is, even with media mail, is kind of expensive. But anyway, I'm here today to talk about establishing lawns. It's summertime. We're getting to where it's too late to do that. It really is. So here's what I'm going to say. If you're going to establish a lawn now, do it with sod, okay? Put it down as sod. Do not try seeding right now. I don't think you'll be successful. You might. I would not try seeding right now. I think it's just getting, depending upon where you are, it might work. It's not going to work here. It's just too darn hot where I'm at. It was like 91 today. Ugh, that's hot. But I'm in West Central Florida. But I'm hearing up north temperatures being outrageously hot also. So maybe a little bit too hot. And you've got to use too much water. And, you know, there's problems with that. So I would go with sod. And it's also, you know, you've heard me talking about plugging before. I honestly believe, it is too soon, too hot to plug your lawns right now. I honestly believe it's way, way, way too hot to plug the lawns. Because, and the main reason is there's going to be a lot of stress on the roots because the soil temperature is getting up there. And you're going to have to use so much water that it's just going to cost an outrageous amount of money. So I was at Home Depot this morning. And I was out in the garden center looking around, and I looked for grass plugs, and the grass plugs that I found were all grown together, which tells me, you know, they're not producing new ones. They just have the old ones. You don't want to buy them anyway. So I think sod is the way to go right now, is sod. So let's talk a little bit about sod and how you prepare for sod. Now, you can hire it out, which is a simple task, or you can do it yourself. When you hire it out, let me explain to you what happens. I've explained this before. And by the way, and I don't want to be insulting to sod companies, but it's the darn truth. The average sod company knows just a few things. Let me go over what they know. They come out to the house, and they scrape off all the dead grass. Then they put the sod down with the green side up. And then they pick up the check. Those are the three main things that sod companies know. After, not all sod companies, there are some good ones, but the overwhelming majority that I have run into nationwide on my career know that. They just go, slap it down, and then they're done. They don't do any preparation other than digging up the old grass, you know, with a bobcat or something like that, and then put down the new grass. I'm going to give you an alternative to do it yourself. Now, if you want to lay your own sod, you can. It's done all the time. You order sod, have it delivered. The sod companies are really good about spotting the sod because they kind of know, but they're real good about spotting the pallets of the sod where you need them. You know, when they know where you're going to run out. They're really good at knowing where you're going to run out because they do a lot of this. So that is just one thing that you can do. But here's what you do to prepare for that. You need to spray out the existing yard with glyphosate, which is, you know, the brand name of glyphosate is Roundup. I buy the generic version. It's cheaper, a lot cheaper. And I use the, 42%? And then I mix it 3 ounces in a gallon of water, spray everything, and kill everything off. Once it's browned out, I kind of let it sit there for a little while and start to rot away. And then I go out there with my weed eater, with my line trimmer, and I just mow it down as close to the soil as I can get, just as close to the soil as I can get. Then I take a rock rake, a hard rake, and I go out there and I just rake and rake and rake, getting all the soil and everything loosened up. Then I'm ready to lay the sod. Now, here's what I do before I lay the sod. I take a hose-end sprayer, and I spray the ground where the sod's going to be with Super Thrive. You know, the label is one capful in a gallon. Figure that out with your hose-end sprayer. Or if you want to use a 2-gallon pump-up sprayer, 2 capfuls, just go spray. That'll do about 2,000 square feet. And, you know, just spray that down on the soil. I'm going to tell you what that does. It makes the roots grow much, much faster. Makes them establish much, much faster in the soil. Okay, after you're done with that, then you do what the sod companies do. You put the sod down with the green side up. You just start slinging it. That's what you do. It's hard work. You know, I start early in the morning. We did our backyard. We put 11 pallets in our backyard 20-some years ago. And it was me, the then Mrs. Crose, my exquisitely wonderful daughter, who was, how old was she then? She was like 12. And my sons, Jamie came out. Jamie was 8 or 9. And Zachary was 3. And Zachary just kind of came out and hung out. But we just went out and started slinging sod and just did this. And we got it done fast. I got to tell you, my daughter was the best sod slinger going. You know, you wear gloves. And that's the one thing I will say. Wear gloves. Trust me on that. Your hands just wear gloves. And you just start slinging it. You get it down there. You put it in. You have to take we have a machete, and we trimmed where we had to trim around poles and up against sidewalks and things like that. But we did that, and we got the whole thing done. All of us got 11 pallets, 400 square foot of sod on each pallet. We got that done in about 6 hours. We were tired afterwards, had a swimming pool. All of us were in the pool afterwards, just, you know, and drinking lots and lots of water, lots and lots of water afterwards. But it was so cool. And then what you do next, and it's really important that you do this, is you water immediately. As soon as you get that sod down, you water. Immediately water. Start getting that just as wet as can be. And I neglected to mention another thing. When I put the Super Thrive down, I also water the area before we lay the sod. Now, my daughter was furious about that because it just made it almost like putting it in mud. She didn't like that, but yeah, she got over it. We just did it, and we just put all the sod down, and the Super Thrive helped immensely. We watered afterwards, and you have to water every day, in the morning and in the afternoon, every day, especially now when it's warmer. You need to maybe even water three times a day until you can go out there, until you walk out there, and you grab a piece of sod, and it doesn't come up. In other words, the roots hold it. You can grab a piece of sod by the blades of grass and pull up. If it stays there, that means the roots have now worked their way into the ground, into the soil, and everything is good. So then you go back to watering. I would then drop down to once a day watering, just, you know, for maybe another 4 or 5 days. And then you get into your regular watering schedule, which is most grasses want a half inch to an inch of water a week. So I, you know, on new sod, after it's established, I'm really cool. I water it about, once a week. If it's real hot and real dry, twice a week. But I put down a half inch each time I water. So that is how you establish a new lawn this time of year. We'll be talking about other topics like this.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414. 3414.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, that was the sound of me slapping a mosquito. No, not really. But a lot of questions about mosquitoes, so let's get right into it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows. I am your chief geek. I am here to talk about the mosquitoes and how nasty they are. Mosquitoes are a problem. They spread disease. They are, you know, they bite you. They're irritable. I mean, they spread a lot of very serious disease. So mosquitoes are something that need to be dealt with. And we're going to talk a little bit about how we deal with mosquitoes on ourselves. And then we will talk about how we deal with mosquitoes in our environment. So let's start off with ourselves. If you go out at dusk, chances are good, no matter where you live, especially this time of year, you're going to run into mosquitoes. And if you're going to be spending a lot of time out there, say you're going out for a cookout or some kind of, you know, outdoor activity in a park or something like that, then you're going to be dealing with mosquitoes. You just are. So you need to put something on you to make sure that the mosquitoes don't come back. Now, when I was a kid, the stuff that you slathered all over yourself had DDT in it. I'm old, though, you know, it had DDT. How's that? That went away, and then the big thing that they went to after that was DEET. And DEET is probably the very best product to put on yourself, but some people don't want to do that. Now, I actually have a very good friend who cannot use DEET because, and I don't know why, and neither does she, but whenever she's exposed to DEET, she can actually have a seizure. And it is a fact. It is something that brings out a seizure in her. So she cannot use it. Now, my former neighbor who lived across the street came out with a natural product that she had. She doesn't make it anymore, but she gave me some and I used it and it worked pretty good. It had mint oil and I don't remember what else. And I don't have any of it laying around. But there are some natural products out there. How well they work, I don't know. Now, then there was the other thing. Everybody said for years, Avon, Skin So Soft, keeps mosquitoes off you. Well, you want to know something? We tested that out. When my kids were young, they used to go to a summer camp called Cedar Kirk, run by the Presbytery Church in Florida. Fabulous place. I've got five kids. Every one of my kids has been to Cedar Kirk every summer forever. My daughter even worked there when she became an adult. But it's out in the deep woods, it's in Florida, and there's 9,485,393 mosquitoes about every 10 square feet. I mean, they are just out there. So my daughter said, oh, I'm going to try the Skin So Soft. My daughter is like one of these monster campers. Even when she was 11 and 12, she was a monster camper. She wanted to go out and sleep in a tent and do survival stuff. So she used that. My son Jamie used DEET out there. And, you know, so we tried Skin So Soft and DEET. My daughter, when she came home from camp, had mosquito bites all over her. I mean, you just would not believe. And she tells me she was very religious about using it. She was very, very, very strict about using a lot of it. And she was giving it to her friends. They were all using it. Did not work. My son Jamie, also a monster camper, likes to go into the deep woods, climb trees, do all of that stuff. He used the DEET product. He came back with very few, if any, bites on him. So that was very effective. Just got to say, there are natural products out there. I don't know how well they work. I can tell you Skin So Soft, from our own family testing, does not work. Now, what about mosquitoes around your house? The best way to not have mosquitoes around your house is to, you know, work on preventive measures. And the preventive measures are this. Make sure there is no standing water. And you would be surprised. I'm really good about this. I'm really, really good about this. And I went out and I found on the side of my house, I found a bucket. I don't know why it wound up out there. It was a plastic bucket, a little small one, but it had water in it, rainwater. And it was filled with mosquito larvae that were just filling up my backyard with mosquitoes. So the first thing I did was dump it. You do not want standing water anywhere, and it's easy to get into. I'll tell you where else to look. Your gutters. If you haven't cleaned your gutters out, and you need to do that. If you haven't, you will find standing water in your gutters, and you will find mosquitoes. You will find the mosquito larvae living in the gutters. So you need to get up on a ladder and check those and get those all cleaned out. Get that all done. Very important. Now, I had a mosquito problem here. As a result of that one little bucket, wasn't even a gallon bucket. It was like a half gallon bucket that was on the side of the house, and it just filled up with water. You walked out in the backyard. My second wife, Diane, was staying here for a few days, and she had her dog, and I would take her dog outside in the evening at dusk out in the backyard. And the mosquitoes were, flying around. You hear them around your ear. Isn't that just irritating? So I had to take action. Now, I've talked about this before. I want to talk about it again. There are the companies that come out and they blast your environment with some kind of like a fog stuff. And they charge you. They come out every month and they spray and they do that. And it's expensive. It's $90, $100 a month to have this done to keep the mosquitoes out. Well, I didn't want to pay that. I decided to take matters into my own hands. Now, in my backyard, I have a wooden stockade fence, and mosquitoes love to hang out in there, in the stockade fence. That's just one of the areas. And then behind the fence, there's tall trees where they're hanging over, and then I have a lot of shrubs. I took a sprayer. Now, you can do this with a 1 gallon or a 2 gallon sprayer. I happen to have a backpack sprayer, and I mixed up an insecticide. The insecticide I mixed up was bifenthrin, which you can buy at Home Depot under a lot of brand names. Look for the active ingredient, bifenthrin. I took that and I put it in my 4 gallon backpack sprayer, slapped it on, and I just went out and I sprayed all the shrubbery underneath the leaves really well, especially on the side of the house where that bucket was. I sprayed the walls of my house with it, and I sprayed the fence. I just went and sprayed the fence. I will tell you, totally, took me about 20 minutes to do all of this. The mosquito problem ended right there. Went out that night, not a mosquito to be seen anywhere. And the night before, they were everywhere. So it did work. How long will that last? I'm thinking it's going to last 30 days. It's cheaper for me to do that myself than to pay. And I don't like that fog flying everywhere because I worry about the drift and it going over into my neighbor's yard. And with a backpack sprayer or a pump-up sprayer, I have control of that. I can take care of that. It's my thought.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, this noise that I've never heard before on my opening music is driving me mad again. I got to go back and listen to some previous shows and see if that was always there. It's probably just me. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Prost, and I am your chief geek. I have nephews. I have a bunch of nephews. Well, no, how many nephews do I have? I have three nephews. One of my nephews called me.
Says, Uncle Michael.
I said, what?
We got some furniture.
He's, you know, a young guy. You know, he's not that young, but, you know,
we got some furniture that we got from neighbors. They put it out, and we put it in our house.
I said, well, that's nice. It's really nice-looking furniture. I said, yeah.
Guess what we got now? I said, I bet you got bed bugs.
He goes, yeah, we got bed bugs.
I said, well, what have you tried? Well, we got diatomaceous earth. We spread that all over the place. Still there. Bed bugs are still there. I said, what else? We set off bug bombs. We set off 5 bug bombs. Let me stop right here and tell you all. I want to tell all of you that I forbid every one of you who are listening to me on the radio right now. I totally forbid you from using bug bombs in your house. You are not allowed to do that anymore. I forbid you to do it. Do not do it. Okay, just do not do it. By the way, I said, oh, did it kill the bed bugs? He goes, no, bed bugs are still there. A lot of people put the bug bombs down to get rid of roaches and stuff. Drives them into the walls. That's all it does. And if you have pilot lights, if you have like a pilot light in your house, guess what that bomb can do if you put too many of them in the house? It can blow your damn house up. It does. It does. I've seen pictures. I forbid you to use bug bombs. Do not. Do not. It just don't do it. Anyway, so I said, all right, well, what else did you use? Well, I sent off for this stuff, and I sprayed it everywhere. And I said, how'd that work for you? He goes, still got them. I said, all right, you want me to help you? He says, yes. I said, okay. I said, I have limited time, so you have to do everything, but I will help you. And he says, okay, what do I got to do? And I said, you need to go in your house, and you need to take all of your clothing, every stitch of your clothing that is in those bedrooms. I said, by the way, where are the bed bugs? He said, they're all over the living room, in the sofa, and they're in his one child's bedroom, really bad. And then he admitted to me later that he was in the master bedroom, and there were some bed bugs in there. I said, here's what you have to do. I said, you need to take all of the bedding off. All of that stuff, you put it into plastic bags, and you take it out. And I said, you know, anything that's dirty, wash in hot water with soap. Everything else that's not dirty, like all the clothes in your dresser and that's hanging up in the closet, yeah, I want you to take all of that and put it in the dryer for 25 minutes under high heat. You just got to put it in the dryer. That's going to kill any of the bed bugs and any of the eggs and everything that just happened to be in any of the clothing and in the sheets and the towels and the pillowcases, all that stuff. You have to do all of that. That's number one. You got to get that done. And then I said, before I arrive, you have to, here's the other thing you have to do. Nothing can be on the floor anywhere, nothing underneath the beds, nothing in any drawer in any bedroom. Like, all of the drawers have got to be totally cleaned out. I said, now, anything that is hard, knickknacks, anything like that, I want you to put them into black plastic bags is what I want you to do with those. Put them in there and then take them out to the garage. Just take everything out to the garage in black plastic bags. Any paperwork, anything like that that's in a desk drawer, or anything like that that you've got that is not closed in your dresser drawers, I want you to put those into black plastic bags and take that out to the garage. Don't take it out to the garage and put it in black plastic bags. Do it there. In there. He said, okay. I said, you have to be very thorough about this. And then I will be up and we will get rid of your bed bugs. Well, I get to his house. And of course, he'd done about half of the prep. And I'm busy. You know, I'm busy. I said, all right, this is what you got to do. I'll be back tomorrow.
You know, I told him everything else he had to do. He goes, oh, all right. All the drawers. All this stuff's got to be gone. In the black plastic bags, in there. So I said, okay. So the next morning I called. I said, how many black plastic bags do you have in the garage? He said, two. I said, very good. All right, on my way. Everything else is done. Nothing on the floor in the closets. Very important. Nothing on the shelves in the closet. Very important. Everything's gone. All right. Now, I will share with you what I shared with him, which was shared with me by somebody who does a lot of bed bug work. Now, there's a couple of ways to get rid of bed bugs in your house. Probably the most effective is heat treatment, where you have a company come in and they do professional, they have these giant heaters and they heat the rooms up to 100 and I think 130 degrees, leave it that way for 5-6 hours. It kills the eggs, it kills the larva or the eggs and the adults, kills all the bed bugs. They're gone, they're not coming back. Zaps them all. Very effective. By the way, it's an artwork. You just can't put heaters in there. You got to put fans in there. You got to make sure that the heat is evenly distributed. It's a big job. It's very expensive. My nephew got a price of $2,400 to do his house. So that was out of the question because he didn't have $2,400. So there's a product. I knew where to buy it locally, but I just now went to Amazon, and it's on Amazon. It's called MGK Crossfire Bed Bug Concentrate. 13-ounce bottle. On Amazon, it's $39.98 with Amazon Prime. All right? That stuff is marvelous. Then you need a 1-gallon pump-up sprayer. And the 1-gallon pump-up sprayer has to have a fan spray on it. Most of them come with the little thing where you can adjust it. And it shoots it out in all directions. You don't want that. You need a fan tip on there. You can find my bought one at Home Depot. Okay? Now, Crossfire, I'm just going to read off the stuff. Crossfire is formulated to kill pyrethroid-resistant bed bugs, strains, and all life stages, including eggs, quick knockdown, and kill. Residual control begins working within minutes of exposure. Approved for direct application into mattresses, easy to mix in one 13-ounce bottle, makes a gallon, $39.98 for this. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. The ingredients in this are three different ingredients, and all three of these ingredients are on the Environmental Protection Agency's generally regarded as safe categorization. So which is safer than the caution label. It's, so there's three products in there, three different chemical compounds in there, and some of them are natural, but I believe they're all chemical in nature. But they're all generally regarded as safe. So that's pretty cool. Here's the other thing. We went up to his house, and you put your gallon of water in your sprayer, and then you add the Crossfire to the sprayer, and then you shake it really good. You pump that puppy up really good, but you shake it. And we went in, and here's where we started. We started in the one bedroom, master bedroom, king size bed. Sprayed the top, the sides, everything of it. And by the way, I found bed bugs in the creases. Sprayed that really well. Has no odor, by the way. Have to keep shaking it. Picked the mattress up, put it on its side, sprayed the bottom of it very thoroughly. Underneath was the box springs. Sprayed that the same way. Took it off the bed frame. Underneath it, there was a gauze bottom. We ripped that gauze bottom off and then sprayed underneath there because that's where the bed bugs like to nest. Okay, that's their favorite nesting area. We sprayed that. We sprayed inside all of the furniture. The dressers, we pulled the drawers out, we sprayed everything. We sprayed inside the closets, we sprayed the floors, we sprayed up the walls, we sprayed everywhere with this. We went out in the living room, we sprayed the sofa, we turned the sofa upside down, sprayed underneath the sofa, a little gauze under that, tore it down, sprayed under there, sprayed all the carpeting, did the whole thing. Now, next thing that we did after that, he had three bags of black plastic bags with all of the stuff that was in the drawers and on the shelves in the bedroom. We went out there, and there is a something. I hesitate to do this. Let me think about, should I tell you this? Okay, there is a commercial product that is an insecticidal strip that has DDVP in it that is labeled for bed bugs. And you put that inside those black plastic bags, and you leave it in there for a week, and the mist that comes off of that does it. Strangely enough, I got to say this fast, Hot Shot No Pest Strips has the same stuff in it, but it's not labeled for bed bugs. So do what you want to do, but that's what we do. You're listening to Ask the Vet.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a run on electric lawnmowers this year. I just have my next door neighbor on the other side, not Al, but the other next door neighbor, just bought an electric lawnmower. I saw him out there yesterday mowing the lawn. Except his electric lawnmower, I stopped and talked. Had a cord on it. I don't want a cord. I said, how do you like that with the cord? He goes, I got to tell you. He says, this thing's really nice. But he didn't pay much for it either. And you have to push it. It's not self-propelled. But he says, you know, it works pretty good. Oh, by the way, this is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Crose. I'm your chief geek. You may have remembered, I encountered something called the Egro electric mower when I was out doing some work. And I've now seen three of them out there. I used one. I mowed half the guy's yard with it because I was just self-propelled. Wonderful. It's $500. Home Depot doesn't have any. When I went to Home Depot, guy told me, he says, they're flying off the shelves as fast as we can get them where I live. But they had other electric mowers there. Well, my neighbor bought an electric mower. He says, I'm trying to be ecologically friendly. And he says, I'm tired of dealing with gas motors. I said, I understand that. I've got a gas mower. It's a good one. I like it a lot. It's a Murray mower. He says, yeah. He says, you know, I had a Toro. Yeah, I see. I know you had a Toro. He says, I like this one. He says, but you got to keep track of the cord. And he says, that takes a little getting used to. But he says, he hadn't mowed his yard in a while. He says, watch this thing go through this thick grass on the side of his house. You know, we've been getting a lot of rain, so the grass has been growing, and you got to stay on top of it. And this thing was just flying through the grass, just absolutely flying through the grass. I said, well, that's kind of amazing. But that cord, man, he had 100 feet of cord. He had to go out and buy a 100-foot extension cord. And even then, he can do the front and part of the side of his house. He's on the corner lot. And then he's got to go and find another place in the backyard to plug it in, which is actually inside his living room. He has to open a sliding glass door a little bit to plug this thing in to keep going. And then you're keeping track of that cord. Well, you know, when I mow my grass, and I love mowing my grass, for me, it's a zen thing. I don't want to think about anything. I want nice straight lines, but I can do that without thinking. But if I had to constantly worry about that cord, it would not be the zen experience that I so deeply love in mowing my grass. It just would not be that zen of existence of mowing my grass. So I'm holding out. I really can't afford to. I need to buy a new cell phone and other things that I need to buy. But, you know, I want that Egro, man. I'm just telling you. I just want that thing. I probably won't get it until fall when they're readily available and I'll have it for next year. But I want it in the worst way. I've been finding myself going to Home Depot a lot more often. Different Home Depots, by the way, not just the one up by where I live, but different ones in the Tampa Bay area. I'm just not finding the things. I guess I could order it on Amazon, but I don't want to buy that mower on Amazon. I want to go pick it up. I want to, you know, I just want to go hold it. Yeah, that's the way I want to buy it. I buy everything else from Amazon. I literally buy everything that I am wearing right now. My shirt, my belt, my trousers, my socks, my shoes, my underwear. Everything has come from Amazon, but I'm not going to buy my lawnmower on Amazon. Just not going to do that. I got to go. You got some things you got to buy locally. You got to go pick the thing up. I got to put it in the back of my truck and haul the thing home and immediately take it out and start messing with it. I'm old fashioned that way. I'm not old fashioned with everything else, but you know, that way. But my neighbor's electric mower was pretty, and his lawn looked great afterwards. I'm telling you. You know, and I had mowed my yard the day before, so my grass looked, you know, wonderful. And his was long and stringy. Well, now his looks just like mine. And it did a wonderful job, but you got to constantly be thinking. You got to, you know, I said, hey, he's what? I said, you know what I want to do next week? He said, what's that? I said, can I borrow your mower to do my front yard? He said, absolutely. I said, I don't know if I can get used to this cord thing. I said, but I want to try it next week. I want to mow my front yard. He said, all right, just come on over. You know, you can try it out. I got to tell you that it's like $200 for the mower he has, you know, which is a lot cheaper than $500 and some bucks, a lot cheaper. And it's very lightweight. I played with it a little bit while he had it out. It's very, very light, very easy to push around the yard. Not self-propelled like the one I want is. But if I can mow my front yard and it gets through everything, and I don't know, do I want to do this? Do you have an electric mower? Why don't you email me? If you have an electric, here's the thing. If you have an electric mower, be one that you plug into the wall or a battery-operated one, send me a picture of you with your mower. First three people to do that, email it to michael.kroes@gmail.com, michael.kroes@gmail.com. Just send me a picture of you and your mower. I'll send you a gardening book. I got a bunch of them. So the first three people, I guarantee it might even be five, you know, if I'm in the mood. You know, send me a picture. And tell me, and more importantly than that, tell me what you like about your electric mower and what you don't like about your electric mower. Because, darn it, I think we're on to something here. More emissions are being spread out into the atmosphere from lawn equipment than cars. Did you know that? I mean, it's an outrageous number because there are no emission standards for small motors. You know, for the mowers on our weed trimmers or our edgers or our mowers. So we are polluting the planet with this stuff. It's just going out into the atmosphere everywhere. And these electric mowers, you don't have to deal with oil. You don't have to deal with gas. You just push the little button and off you're going, man. You're like ready to go. I want to hear from you if you've done that. If you send me a picture, chances are excellent you'll get a book. Because I can't imagine a lot of you have those yet. But then again, I might be wrong. I might get to lose you at the 100. I don't have 100 books. I'm going to send out 3, maybe 5. Okay? And we're going to work on the environment together. You and me. We're going to stop spreading junk up into the ozone. Because that's what we do. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroes. Have a terrific week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.